Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number one. So this full moon is going to be bringing in the energies of your own energy, of the one, as well as dove energy. So let's talk about the one. So the way that I'm seeing this, because we've got a full moon that we're working with, which can often indicate closure, completion, review, that sort of thing. And so this is the last full moon of the year of 2023. And the fact that you're working with your own energy, I see this as something coming up for review, where you're meant to sort of take a look at, because we're also in a Mercury retrograde during this full moon. So there's something coming up around your own energy that needs to be reviewed. And it could be something where maybe an opportunity or an idea came to surface, but there was fear around it. There was, for whatever reason, you did not take action. You did not initiate. You sort of aborted the mission, so to speak. Something held you back potentially from stepping into whatever this was or doing whatever this was. Or there could be some kind of redirect that's needed when it comes to asserting yourself, overcoming any fear, finding your confidence and courage to go after something, to do something, to sort of step into or to claim your seat at the table, so to speak, right? To rightfully claim your seat at the table. It's sort of like that idea that, you know, what's yours is there for the taking. It's just that you have to claim it. And if it's yours, you know it's yours. So go after it. So there's just an opportunity here to take a closer look at what is it that maybe called to you this year to step into a leadership role, but you shied away from it or you talked yourself out of it for whatever reason. This is a really good time to revisit that and see if you can't rekindle that in some way, if it still speaks to you. This could also be about, you know, it could be about any area of your life, really. But it's going to have those themes of asserting yourself, standing up for yourself, speaking your, you know, sharing your ideas, being that visionary, being a leader type thing. And I think there's something here where it came in or you thought about it, but something deterred you. And so I think there's an opportunity here to revisit that and see if you can't reclaim that in some way. With dove energy, it's interesting because there's like this sort of divine intervention or divine connection associated with this full moon for you all. So you could see that you get some very clear divine messages or divine intervention around this time that sort of pushes you in the direction that your soul really wants to be moving in and bypasses the ego, right? Really pushes you to overcome any self-debilitating thought processes, fears, anything sort of holding you back from, again, claiming your rightful space at the table. There's also something here about peace and grace and compassion for self, really, is what I'm getting, right? Because this is your own energy. This is the one. So there's something here about giving yourself grace. You know, if things did not work out the way that you wanted them to or as quickly as you wanted them to this year, it's okay, right? You showed up, you put in the effort, you did your part. And if it didn't happen, it wasn't meant to just yet. Doesn't mean that it's not meant to, doesn't mean that it won't happen in a way that's most aligned for your highest good and those involved. But give yourself some grace, give yourself that peace of mind that, you know, you did everything that you could do in the moment and that's enough. That's enough. Whatever that looks like for you. One energy is a very ambitious energy. And so it can kind of push you to keep moving forward and keep, you know, to sort of lose sight of, you know, what it is that you can control and what you can't control, and to give yourself grace for the things you can't control. So I think there's something really big coming in around that, around this time, you know, forgiveness. And really, again, I'm getting like forgiveness of self, forgiving yourself for not showing up, not doing the thing, not being as quote unquote successful as you wanted to be this year, maybe. Whatever it is, fill in the blank, right? That you feel like you didn't meet your own expectations of, give yourself grace, give yourself compassion and forgiveness for that. Because it's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's nothing that you can't overcome, no matter how difficult. There's also something here with like motherhood, like mothering. So I do think that there could be some themes coming up around that, around this full moon. It could be emotional. This is a full moon that's happening in the sign of Cancer. So it could be an emotional time. Some things, maybe some grief that you need to work through. And again, it keeps coming back to self. So there could be some things you need to work through, that where you're beating yourself up about something that you don't need to beat yourself up about, right? Like find your forgiveness in that area. If it has to do with motherhood or your relationship with your mother or a female figure, really anywhere that you can find grace at this time for all involved, including yourself, will ease that pain, right? That you might be moving through. There's also, with motherhood coming through, this idea of nurturing something. So giving birth to something. It could be a creative project, something along those lines. So for some of you, this could be a big initiation point. This could be a big birthing moment for some kind of creative project that you've been working on all year, or really investing into all year. So you could see that be birthed at this time, and that could be cause for celebration. So you could see that for sure. So I hope it is a beautiful full moon for you all, and happy holidays to you all. Take care. Bye for now.